there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My next guest is the star of stage and screen. You've seen her in Sherlock, Mr. Selfridge, Safe, and she's coming to the Chichester Theatre starring in The Unfriend from the end of May to July. It is the fabulous Amanda Abington.
This is the final warning call for Amanda Abington. Can Amanda Abington please make her way to the gate, please? We're about to close the gate. Thank you. This is
Amanda Abington.
Amanda. Thank you.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome on Alan Air.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, babe.
Hello, darling.
Now, what kind of a traveller are you on a plane? Are you quite a nice traveller? Will you put your seat back even if it is just a short journey, or do you not care?
I never put my seat back. I always stay very upright.
Oh, and that's like, really yeah,
because I'm always aware of people behind because I hate it. Because I've had people like just go back, and I've been like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. For short flights, that's. Yeah. I hate that when people do that.
Yeah, and I try not. I mean, like, luckily, whenever I've had to go long haul, I've always had it paid for me. So I always go either like, you know, business class or upper class.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always a massive treat for me. I'm always a bit like a kid in a candy shop. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And I always find sometimes you always get someone trying to put War and Peace in the back of the chair.
Yeah.
And you're scraping your vertebrae.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm quite nice as well because I, you know, when they do the old fire exits here, yeah. And brace, I always.
Oh, do you watch? So do I. I take my headphones off and just, and then go and nod along because I just feel.
How did I do that?
I feel so sorry for them because nobody's listening.
No.
And also, none of that will apply if you're head hurtling towards the ground.
Yeah,
do you know
or
what
into
I mean?
The side of a mountain. I'll be
exactly.
Like, was it brace, or just one
Where
brace?
Where did I have to put my head? I can't remember.
Tell us one of the best places you've been.
One of the best places I've ever been, Italy. I love Italy, and I try and go there as much as possible. But there's this little fishing village called Nerano, which is on the Amalfi Coast. And it's just so quaint and beautiful. You feel like you're right in the Italian kind, you know, just their culture and stuff. And you can like hire little boats and go out and snorkel. And there's really
nice.
Good food. You can have pasta on the seafront, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I love all that. So that's the Amalfi Coast for me has always held a special place in my heart. And I try and go back there as much as possible. It's gorgeous.
Where did you go when you were a kid on holiday?
Well, my nanny and granddad, it was always my nanny and granddad, me and my mum and my dog. My dad would never come on holiday with us because he would say he would be working a lot because he didn't like going on family holidays. So he'd be working and then maybe come down at the weekend. But it was so my granddad would, in those days, you'd ring the AA or you'd write to the AA and tell them where you were going. So it would all be Cornwall, Devon or the Isle of Wight. That was where we went. And then you'd get like a 20-page print out of all the directions.
This is before sat nav, isn't it? And it would say
so
turn,
it'd be my nana in the front with my granddad and she'd be navigating and she was hopeless. And then it'd be me in the back of the car with my mum and a pillow and a duvet and the dog. And we'd set out. My granddad would always set out at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
My dad's like that. Beat the
do you
traffic.
Know what I mean?
Beat was, the
but,
traffic.
But you always hit it at some point because you're not, you know, you don't stop driving between 7 and 8. You're still somewhere in a rush hour. So we'd start at 4 and then my nana would like do boxes of food like... loads of like cereal and meat and eggs and stuff. And then we'd always have like caravan holidays. So you know those like static.
Oh, do I? Yes.
On
yeah,
holiday
great Yarmouth.
And I used to love it. So it'd be like every year my granddad would book it and it would be the four of us and the dog. And for 2 weeks we'd go down to Loo or Polperro or Dorset or the Isle of Wight, Ventnor. All these places that which I thought as a kid were really, really, you know, exotic. But yeah. Actually, it was just, you know, it was a Cornwall, which is lovely. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I loved it. And it's such a memory for me, being in the back of the car with my mum and getting on a ferry with her and just laughing. And it was lovely.
Nice.
Really fun.
I'm going to have a little moan now because I went to Seville this weekend.
Oh, did you?
£5 drop-off charge.
What?
At Gatwick Airport. £5 to get dropped off. You
what?
Have to pay it.
No.
Because I thought, what technically drop off? I didn't know whether
no.
I should just jump out the car with yeah. my case and do a forward roll. And
and then
there.
Just like seamlessly walk
yeah.
through.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's not literally dropping off.
No.
It's more of a roll off.
Yeah.
But I mean, £5, where do you stand on that? That's disgusting, isn't
well,
it?
Also, I don't like it when you have the trolleys, the luggage trolleys, and you have to put like money in. I'm like, no.
No.
This should be part of the service. I don't want to I haven't got change either.
Who has change
no
now?
No one has change now. And also, like, places like Italy and Spain, when you go, they do it. And I'm like, I don't even know, I've got no euros. None euros.
Madam, the chain is reinforced. Can you please put that down? Why can't you just put a pound in like everyone else?
Do you complain on holiday?
Do you know what? I don't.
You don't.
I don't think I ever have.
You've never complained?
I don't think...
Do you wind up your partner and get them to complain?
No, I don't think I do. I don't, but then I don't know... See, I can't remember. I must have complained. Oh, I did. I complained in Miami, but that was because it was ridiculous. But a genuine...
What did you think of Miami?
Well, I was only there for 48 hours because I hated it. I hated it. We arrived and it was too hot and I had a migraine because I just was stressed. And then we got to the hotel and it was right on the front, you know, like where everything's happening.
All the Art Deco places.
Yeah, and yes. It was so loud. And everyone was walking around with no clothes on, and there was like music coming out of everything, and I just wanted to sit and relax. And then I pulled open the shutter, and then I looked out and I saw in the alleyway that we were overlooking. It wasn't like a beautiful sea view; it was the back end of the hotel. I'm looking over the alleyway, and I was just watching two homeless people doing unspeakable things. And so that was my first sort of like foray into Miami.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, we got a call that night. And my granddad passed away.
Oh no! I'm
so,
sorry to
yeah,
that.
But so it turned out to be the shortest, most devastating, and really disgusting 48 hours I'd ever spent anywhere. It was awful.
Yeah,
yeah.
They don't wear clothes in Miami, do they?
They don't.
It's like if Naked Attraction was a theme park.
It's really weird, and they roller skate with no clothes
yeah.
on. And I don't really understand why those two things go hand in glove. But I was everything had gone wrong. Like the, also the bags hadn't. We hadn't got our bags for ages. And the guy that let us in the room was really rude. And then as I pulled this thing up, I just looked at it. I was like, oh god.
No,
and then of course I looked. I wanted to see what actually was going on. So I watched them for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then felt really sick.
Did you ask for a tramp view?
I can't remember
it. View, tramp view.
Garden view.
I stayed in a hotel, beach glimpse view. Oh my God, come off it. If it's overlooking
glimpse.
The car park, just say beach glimpse.
Was it actually that?
It was a crack.
That's like someone's trolling you. That's like,
yeah.
that. You know.
If you grab my ankles and swung me, mate, you can see maybe a bit
yeah.
of sand.
If you stand
beach
on
glimpse.
Three chairs and
have
like look
off.
Over. Yeah, I hate all that. I hate all that paraphernalia and all that kind of language that goes with it as well. You know,
yeah,
it's not.
No.
It's not bijou. It's small. Just to say it.
Yeah.
Just say it's a tiny room.
And my other bugbear is when you go on the website to look at the rooms and there'll just be a potted plant or a lamp. And you're like, okay,
yeah, or a bowl of fruit.
Yeah.
It's always a bowl of oranges, like with the back bit like faded out, like
yeah.
puffed out. It's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to go there to look at that.
No,
am I,
of
really?
Course. Have you ever had holiday romances? Has there ever been
oh
like
my
a
gosh.
Wait? Oh,
I had one. It was awful. I had one when I was
back. You and travel don't mix, do you, really?
No, we don't have. I don't have a great time. It's either really brilliant or it's absolutely horrendous. There's no in between. It's not like, oh, it's all right. It was either amazing or dreadful. It was a caravan holiday with my grandparents and we were on this holiday camp and there was a boy called Terry from Coulsdon. And we kind of struck up a holiday romance. I was about 14 and he was about 15. And for 2 weeks, we were inseparable, like loads of snogging and stuff like that. And then we swapped numbers and we swapped addresses. And then he didn't call me again. But then about 2 weeks later, I got a really like badly handwritten letter from his girlfriend saying that if I'm ever in Coulsdon, she's going to kill me. So never come to Coulsdon / Croydon. That's what she wrote in it. If you ever come to Coulsdon / Croydon, you're dead. And I was like, he hadn't told me he didn't have a girl, but he'd obviously gone home and said I had this holiday romance with this girl.
Well, we've got a surprise. She's here tonight.
Hi, Sam.
And she's got a knife. No.
She will hurt you.
Did you worry about going to Croydon? Of course, this just in case.
Do. Whenever I drive through Croydon, I'm
even
always
on
a bit
the train,
like,
you're
I
worried.
Wind the windows up and lock the door. Do you know what I mean? Just in case. Because there is that worry that Terry's girlfriend is still there. And I was devastated because I really liked him. But actually, looking back, I think he was probably a bit of a...
A bit of a player. That's
yeah,
what they
I think
call
so,
him these
yeah.
days. A player.
That's what the kids call him, isn't it?
Have you ever gone on holiday with a celebrity? You must stop. But I mean, I always use this as an example. Michael McAdoo was in Puglia and Madonna came in on a horse the foyer.
Yeah.
But I mean, have you been on holiday and then someone else has been there, a celebrity?
Yeah. Well, we went on holiday with Simon Pegg and his wife to New York and that was amazing. Wow. And then we met Nick Frost out there. And I remember Nick Frost was terrified of walking across Brooklyn Bridge. And so me and Maureen had to stand either side of him and sing to him.
He worried?
Because he's not very good with heights and things like that. And water. So me and him, and it was freezing, and we'd been to this pizza place in Brooklyn, and we walked back, and he was having none of it. So me and Maureen, either side of him, were kind of just keeping him going across Brooklyn Bridge, and then he was fine once we got to Wall Street.
Yeah.
But one of my most fondest memories is when I was in New Zealand with the kid, when my ex was doing The Hobbit, and we were going to the theatre, and Ian McKellen said, "Well, I'll babysit." We were like, "What?" Yeah, and so Ian McKellen came to babysit, and as we were leaving the house, he was in bed, and he had Joseph, my son, one side, and Grace the other side, and he was reading them The Gruffalo, and I was like, I really don't want to go to the theatre. I want to stay here with Ian McKellen while he reads The Gruffalo to my kids. And that's always been like, it's just seeing him like Gandalf with
so
my two.
Yeah.
And he was dressed as a wizard. No, he wasn't. He used to dress as a wizard all the time. It was really weird.
And what did you think of New Zealand?
I loved it.
It's nice, isn't it?
I loved it. It felt like it was slightly sort of 30 years behind everyone else. Do you know what I mean? It felt like I was in the 50s at that time because it's so far away. I think it's the furthest point you can get before you start coming back again.
And
it just feels, because it's so tiny and so isolated, it does feel slightly behind everything else because, you know, when you're in London or New York.
That's not a bad thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's got a real quaintness to
it. It's got a beautiful, and the scenery is just spectacular, and I just had the best time there.
I'm doing a radio show over there, and this one Chatty Man was on, you know, and it was live, and they said, "So, who's been a fucking prick on your show?" And I was like, "Okay, this was like morning radio. This is like,
I swear.
I mean, for me to be offended, but I mean, I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
No one gave a shit.
No
I thought,
one cares.
Is this going to be taken off the air now? No, okay.
They really do. They love swearing, which I love because I swear a lot. Mm. I'm really pushing it down now. Trying not to swear now because I swear quite a lot, and so being out there,
what's your favourite swear word? Piss flaps,
is it? I love that, that's great. I can't say it. It's the worst word.
Oh, what the C? Oh,
do you not like that word?
Oh, I don't know, because you know what, the actual word where it comes from, do you know what the meaning comes
from? I like cock wand as well.
Cock wand, that's cock a good one, because you know, it's like it means small and pretty. The C
Does
word.
It?
That's where quaint and cute
Does
and
it?
Kent comes from. So actually, you
I
see,
love that.
This is in
we
thought.
Should let's reclaim it.
Yeah, reclaim the.
That's what I'm gonna have on a t-shirt, and then go to my children's parents.
How wild do you go on holiday? Do you skinny dip? Have you skinny
Do you know
dipped?
What? I've never. Oh no, I haven't skinny dipped. Well, I went in my bra and pants. I went to St Andrews with an ex-boyfriend years and years ago, and it was midnight, and we went swimming in the sea off St Andrews, which was freezing. Yeah. But I did keep my bra and pants on.
Okay, well that's.
But I've
nice.
Never. I've never. I don't think I've ever done that. No. Have you done it?
I did it in Hawaii, in Maui. Ooh. Totally paralytic, and then we went in there like, and then the next day I told the girl. I said, "Oh, guess we'll be a bit naughty last night. Is it we skin dipped in that bay?" And then she went white as a sheet. Tiger sharks down there.
No.
God, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
My God. So I thought, I don't know what was rubbing up against my leg. I was like, oh. No, but yeah. So I nearly died from a tiger shark. Well, I died out on that. But yeah.
I was nearly eaten by a tiger shark. Were you? I don't know. No. I think probably I might have been.
But you know, I mean, I only do it when I'm paralytic.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never done it in a swimming pool either. Like, I've never done it in, no.
Isn't it funny? You feel like that's a bit dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's grubby.
Yeah, that's
doing
grubby.
It in the sea is fine with tiger sharks. But pop into a chlorinated swimming pool and it's no go.
No.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on hot tubs? Do you like a hot tub? Or
I
do you
love
find
a hot
tub.
No, I love a hot tub. Do you not like them?
Well, have you seen the skin that's in the pipe?
Oh, God. I actually gipped then. Sorry. I actually gipped through
and of
my throat.
I've got psoriasis, so when I get in there, it's like fish food.
It's like a blizzard.
The snow dome. Yeah, it's like
I tell you, I went to Iceland and I went into that Blue Lagoon thing.
Oh, yeah.
And when I touched the bottom, do you know you start to feel a bit sick because there's all sorts of stuff on the bottom of that and you don't want to think about it. And
no, I
did feel a bit grubby and it was all because it was all salty as well. And I started to have unspeakable thoughts about what that might be underfoot.
Yeah, yeah. Because I went to Iceland. I went that Blue Lagoon and the mist. And then I said to my brother, because it was his birthday and we went for his 40th. I said, oh, do you know what make this great? Great, there was a nice glass of wine. Or and then this woman came out of the mist with a glass. It was like I'd gone to heaven. And she went, oh, bar. And there was a bar. Isn't
yeah,
there?
You
a bar.
Can have a bar.
And
yeah,
all the
drink.
Brits were at the bar. And, of course, all the Icelandic people
were doing the proper thing, doing that, the mud. And we're just, like,
drinking the bit, floating along and, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. That like, if you look hard enough in that Blue Lagoon, you'll find things you don't want to see.
No.
Like plasters. I can't bear, do you know what I mean? I can't bear plasters.
Veruca sock floating by. You're like, what's happened to that person?
Where's the rest of them?
Tell us a UK gem. Because we have a lot of people on here, very successful, Maldives, Saint-Tropez. But talk about, let's pick somewhere. It can be in London,
UK.
It can be a park, it can be a little cove, it can be a church, it can be anything.
Where I live, there's a little wooded area. It's called Titan Hanger Green, I think, or something like that. And it's like a reservoir. There's a reservoir. And it's got one of the oldest trees in the world, I think it is. And they're called Queen's Oaks. It's a Queen's Oak. And it's so idyllic and so peaceful. And there's a bluebell wood there. And apparently we, England, like the United Kingdom, have 80% of the world's bluebells or something.
Oh.
Or something. This is a really high statistic of how many bluebells we have worldwide. We have the highest number. And it's just, you just find these little kind of clearings. And it's just so, the English countryside is one of the most beautiful places. Because it's just so evocative and so timeless and also really, really old, like ancient. Like this Queen's Oak is so, I can't remember how old it is now, but it was planted, I think, around the time of Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it's huge. And then a branch broke off and it started growing and now it's the daughter of it. And it's just...
That's so romantic.
It really is. And it's sectioned off because it's so vulnerable. And every time there's a thunderstorm, you know, people, you know, they get the people out there just to check, because if it gets hit, then that's it. But
I love that.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Because if that's in London, that'd be chopped down and be made into a Brett. Wouldn't it?
That'd be like a Brett on its own.
You travel all over, obviously, because you're always working as an actress. Have you been anywhere with work that you've thought you'd never normally go there and you go, oh, This is amazing.
Yeah, well, Budapest. I would never.
Oh, yeah, tell me about
Because I would never have thought of going to Budapest. You know, in my ignorance and my naivety, I would never think of going to Budapest because it's just not on my radar.
No.
But I've just been there for 6 weeks and it's just so beautiful. It's very stark. It's like, it's still quite, it feels like Russian, you know, USSR. But there's the buildings are incredible. The food is some of the best food I've ever had worldwide. It's just so beautifully prepared and really tasty. The people are really lovely.
Mm.
And it's just, it's beautiful. It's absolutely, the Danube flows through it. And I would thoroughly recommend Budapest just for a weekend. It's just lovely to explore.
Because you've got Buda and then Pest, and you've got old and then
that's
new.
Right. And
which one were
so
you in,
different.
The old new?
I was in the new bit, and then Buda's lovely. That's kind of like the more rurally part of it.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly recommend Budapest. It was just, and as I say, the people were some of the friendliest people I've ever met. They were so bent over backwards to try and help you, and it was just
nice.
So lovely. It was lovely. Really worth going for a couple of days, I think.
And where's been the most decadent you've stayed? I mean, we're talking decadent. I know we're all in this food crisis at the minute, but
are we?
Is the one little bit, well, not my bloody waistline.
No, oh God, I've been in Budapest. I didn't know that.
No. I mean, no.
There's petrol. The petrol's.
How do people?
Why were people queuing for petrol yesterday? There were loads and loads of people queuing for petrol, and then it's like suddenly they went, "We've got to get some," and then they went, "Oh no, it's fine."
Because I've got an electric mini now. I bought
Have
myself.
You?
But
are they good?
Well, if you put your foot down on the motorway, you lose half the tank. I was a right smug Sally. I saw diesel, no diesel at Fleet. I was like, ha ha, revved up. Oh my God, I'm going to break down. And then I turned AC off.
Yeah.
Turned my phone off, charged, turned the radio off.
Does it suddenly deplete really quickly?
Yes, goes down. I was like, ha ha, to all the people.
See you
there,
later.
Like, shit, yes.
See you later. Can you give me a lift?
Putting the bloody, was it, the plug through someone's window, you couldn't give me a...
Could you pop this in the lighter?
So what's been your most decadent?
Well, I don't... I'm a bit of a... I don't know.
A bit tight.
No, I'm really not tight. I'm very generous, actually, Anne.
Well, no, I'm just... I mean...
Very generous. No, I've never been really decadent. I mean, I've stayed in amazing places because of my job. Like, I did stay in, actually.
You see, it's coming out now.
When I went to LA to do a Comic-Con, I stayed in the room that Whitney Houston died in. I don't know why I'm whispering. I stayed in the room.
Oh, my God.
The maid told me that. And I still had like four nights in there.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so she was going to clean my room, and as I was leaving, she went, "Oh, you know who was in here?" And I was like, "What? Who?" She went like that, "Whitney Houston." And I was like, "What? What? This was the room?" She went, "This was the room."
That's a bit out of order.
And I thought, what?
Did you feel like a presence there?
Well, after that, obviously, because I've got a very overactive imagination. So I thought after that, I was in here going, "Oh God, please don't appear."
Oh my God!
Because I believe all that stuff. I'm like, please don't stand over me. Please don't stand over me. You know, singing "I Will Always Love You" or something like that. You know,
it
was really scary. But that was an amazing hotel. It was gorgeous. But the other the other decadent place I stayed was when I was doing the press for Safe, which was a Netflix show I did, and I stayed at the...
Oh, with Michael Seale.
Yeah, lovely.
What's he like?
He's gorgeous.
Thank God. I remember 6 Feet Under was best show ever.
Brilliant, wasn't
he's
it?
Brilliant.
He's so good, and he's so lovely and really generous and very kind and just a sweetheart. And so I stayed in the Corinthian Hotel, and I've never been there before, and it was amazing. And I was in there for 2 nights, and it was all expenses paid, so I just went nuts.
Yeah.
And I don't normally do that. I'm normally very careful, but I stole things.
Good for you,
because I tend to steal things on film sets, and...
You will be frisked as you leave the house.
Yeah. I've seen a few things I like, actually. But I do... It's fine, though, isn't it? I mean, it's like, I don't steal things that are, like, monetary things, but, you know...
You take little
shampoos,
mini shampoos.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, don't steal them?
But
I steal
sometimes
them.
I do the big ones as well. You
not
know,
chandeliers.
Like the sofa. I'm walking out with the sofa. Thank you so much for having me. I've loved every second of it. Is that your sofa? Yeah. Yeah.
I've stayed at the Corinthian.
It's amazing.
I'm not trying to trump your story, but I stayed at the top. For a viewing, because I know the man, we had a viewing of a show I do, Interior Design Masters, and the man was the guest on it. And it was Lady Gaga had just vacated that day, and all her flowers were there.
Did you take some?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
I didn't take
the
vase,
because
that's a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've taken the vase before.
Oh, no.
Once I took it, once. But it's not a bad... It was a tiny one. It's like a bud vase.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have gone... But, like, if I go into a bar somewhere abroad and there's, like, a really nice glass, I'll have that away.
Okay.
Is that bad? Because they're really good. There was a lovely champagne.
I think when you start bordering on stealing crockery... I was expecting like a cheerful, fun story. No, that's going to be
kleptomania. She's like wanted in 17 countries for theft.
Excuse me, madam. I've just had 2 paninis and a bottle of Duke go missing off the trolley. Can I have a look in your handbag, please? Oh, this is awkward.
You know, you love. You said you're about ghosts and everything. Mm. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah. Well, I haven't. My kids have. We've got a ghost in our house. And I know this sounds really ridiculous.
No, I love
it. But can I just tell you this story quickly? I'll tell you this story. So when my daughter was 3 years old, she was at the top of the garden and she was chatting away to herself and having a little tea party and she'd put 2 cups out. And she was chatting to this person. I said, "Who are you talking to?" And she said, "Amy." And I said, "Oh, who's Amy?" She went, "Lives here." Oh. And I said, "What does Amy look like?" And she said, "I said, how old is she?" She said, "She's 8." And I was like, "What does she look like?" She says, "She's got black hair and she's my friend. And she wants to play with me." So anyway, I was like, "Oh, that's lovely." So then about 2 years later, this was a long time later, and I went to go and see a clairvoyant. And the clairvoyant said, "You've got a really beautiful house. It's full of spirits." And she said, "You've got an old lady that lives in the dining room." And Joe, my son, an old lady had spoken to him the night we moved in. She said, "Thank you for coming to stay." And he'd said the next day, "Where's the old lady gone?" And I said, "There isn't one." So she said, "There's an old lady living in the dining room." She said, "But also, you've got a little 8-year-old girl living there with dark hair called Amy."
No way. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I immediately, my blood ran cold. And I was like, "Say that again." She went, "Yeah, 8 years old, Amy. And she's very happy you're staying there. She's very happy you're there because she's lost her mum. So she's very happy."
Oh, no.
So she said, but that was like, and Grace had been talking to, I mean, how the hell would my 3-year-old would never have known that? Yeah. 3 or 4 years old, she would never have known that.
Weird, isn't it? There's so much. Yeah. I'm intrigued by all that.
But subsequently, I was in my room, and my bedroom, and I was on my bed doing emails, and my kids were at their dad's. So I was all alone in the house, and I was doing these emails, and as clear as a bell, someone went, "Mama," in my ear. And I was like, "Hang on, I'm coming." Because I was automatically, and I then suddenly realised I was on my own. But literally right here, I felt somebody, someone here go, "Mama." Yeah.
Oh, no. I love stuff like that.
So do I. I love it.
Because you know I was outed by a Ouija board. Did you
were
know
you?
That? Yes. Me and my mum used to do the Ouija board when my dad was at football. And the first person I got, I said, "Do you have a message?" H-O-M-O. Homo.
What?
So I went, "Bye." Because I was doing it with my mum and I wasn't out. I know people say to me I was never in. But
that's
I was
amazing.
I know, outed me. Homo. I went, "Bye." Next caller, please.
Let me speak to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, but then we got this man.
Did you open up a gateway? Because that
I opened a portal.
Yeah,
well, I did when I saw Omo.
And it's never been shut.
Yeah, the arse fell out. I was like, you want to sit down with your mum and say, "Mum, I have something to tell you."
Yeah, you don't want a ghost doing it for you. I'll handle this. Hang on.
Satan. I was outed by Satan.
That's what you should call your autobiography. Yeah. Outed by Satan.
We just kept getting them more and more and more. And I don't know if you've ever done the Ouija board. We're getting them as they're going further back in time. And then they were speaking in old English.
Oh, my goodness.
E-Dodd. We got E-Dodd at the end. And then this man kept coming back. And he called my mum a slut.
Oh, God.
And then she went, "Are you pushing this, Alan?" I said, "How dare you?"
I'd never call you that.
Said, I called you a tramp, but never a slut.
And harlot, possibly.
Harlot, wench. But yeah, it's so weird.
I love it. I'm fascinated by that.
I know. I love stuff like that.
Me too.
Excuse me, sir. No, I'm afraid I don't care if you are a wizard. Can you please put your pointy hat and your staff up in the overhead locker? Thank you.
Okay, you're 100 years old. You've got all your faculties.
Yeah.
You're in the rocking chair looking out. What view do you want? What's your happy place?
I think it would be somewhere down on the Cornish coast overlooking the sea.
Lovely.
And just on a little kind of, because I've always wanted those American porches, you know, like the, with the swing door and everything. Yeah. But I've always wanted that down literally on the seafront, on the beach, just like a secluded cove. I love being by the sea.
Yeah.
And there's something really therapeutic and cathartic about being by the ocean, I think, being by water. And it's so healing. And I just think just having that as the sun goes down, drinking my tea, watching the sea. And
playing
the sea.
Your banjo.
Playing my banjo. Oh, that sounds hang on a minute. Oh, that's a different thing. That's another thing that we'll talk
touching
about off
myself,
air.
100 years old on a porch.
Yeah. Lovely. With a banjo.
Look at that woman playing with a banjo. We can see you. Oh my God, she's got a nerve. Playing with a banjo like that on a porch where everyone can see. Disgusting. We're just about to land. I've just got to do a quick fire quiz.
Go on.
Mozzie guard or no thanks, I'm hard. Do you get bitten a lot? Will you pack?
I get bitten, they love me, so I'd pack anything. It's an industrial strength cream and...
Oh, like, so you will. We'll have a little
and a hazmat suit.
I hate mozzies.
So do I. I really do. This is the only thing I'll kill. That and flies. I won't kill anything else.
Well, they've got malaria, haven't they, mozzies? They're horrible.
They're disgusting. They're no good to anyone.
New York or Los Angeles?
Oh, New York.
St. Lucia or St. Ives?
St. Ives.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love St. Ives.
Full English breakfast or full moon party?
Oh, hang on. Full moon party.
Mint tea or mojito?
Mojito.
Tip'em or fuck'em?
Tip'em.
You're right. Yes.
Who says fuck'em?
Well, Tom Jones went, fuck'em, then tip'em. I said, well,
oh,
no.
Come on, Tom. Tom, don't sully the podcast.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Have you enjoyed your flight on Alan Air?
I loved my flight. I hope I can come back soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to support our podcast, please hit the subscribe button below. And don't bother unpacking, because we're going away next week.